Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Alderman Ray Lopez, got to talk to you. I haven't heard of anybody else saying they're going to do this yet on city council, but they're so you're all going to get this 5.5% roughly pay raise because it's the consumer price index thing, and you have to opt out. And I guess you get till September 15th if you're an alderman to say, no, I'm not going to get that. And now you're saying, nah, I'm not going to get that. What the heck is wrong with you, Alderman Lopez?
Well, and a good afternoon to you and to your listeners. And first off, I hope everyone is safe this afternoon with all this crazy weather. Yeah, city council has a very quirky law on the books. You know, most elected officials have to take a physical vote every budget or what have you on whether or not they want to give themselves a pay raise. Aldermen do not. I believe it was in 1995. Aldermen, when they bumped their salary from $50,000 to $75,000, put in their automatic increases or decreases, for that matter, based on the consumer price index. I have already announced that I will not be accepting it. In my case, it comes out to about just under $6,000, just over $6,000 pay increase for me. But I'm rejecting it. You know, I rejected last year's as well. It just doesn't feel right to me when so many people are struggling, when our finances with the city are, you know, falling 15% short, how any of us could justify taking any kind of increase is beyond me. So I will be a solid no on that one.
Are you encouraging others to do the same, or are you just saying, hey, do what you want, but this is what I'm doing?
You know what? Hopefully people will follow by example. I know there are some aldermen that won't, but I think that many aldermen are going to do the right thing. I don't know how you justify the largest pay increase in 15 years to your constituents when many people have been struggling to find work, struggling to pay their bills, struggling to keep afloat, and you're telling them that your constituents, that now is the perfect time for a 5.5% raise.
I have seen how some are justifying it. Someone is saying, Alderman Taliaferro says, I've got 3 kids in college, and so that's why I'm justifying. I can't, you know, if I'm offered more to help pay for those expenses, then that's okay. I also heard another alderman say, my responsibilities have increased, and I think Tunney said, I have more committee assignments and more responsibilities, and so I'll accept this with along with more work. Do you buy those sorts of justifications?
Not necessarily. I think the base pay should be the same. And if you have more responsibilities, like some of the chairmen do, perhaps we can look at, you know, changing that structure. If you're a chairman, maybe you should get more, maybe you should do more. But, you know, I have a hard time with a lot of what we've seen city council do as of late, because we've seen where committees have not met for 2 years, and they get a staff, they get employees, and it's hard to say that you have more duties as an alderman, if you're a chairman, when a majority of these committees have never met for the last 2 years. I think that we should be just very thankful for the pay that we have. I would be in full support of the entire city council, not only getting a pay freeze, but maybe even an adjustment to match the city's finances and lowering the pay by about 15%, maybe even 20%. You know, we have seen where the city's budget has been short, you know, 10% year over year, but yet our pay is increased almost year over year. If we are going to tell our residents in the city of Chicago as a whole that more taxes are needed to pay for government, then we should be willing to tighten our belts and lead by example as a whole and say that we don't need these raises, and maybe we could even take a step backwards in terms of our personal pay to show some solidarity with what people are going through in the neighborhoods.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. To me, it feels as if one solution, and the solution I'd like to see is the courageous thing, the accountability thing, where if aldermen want a pay increase, then you should have to vote it in and deal with that politically and not just have it as
Absolutely.
A default that goes to the consumer price index, because I'm sorry, the goods are going up, but nobody else is getting price and, you know, pay increases. And so just kind of saying, well, you know, it's kind of a default thing, and so it just happens, is different than saying they must vote, you must vote every time you think you deserve a pay increase. What's the general aldermanic pay right now?
Generally speaking, I think about 35 aldermen make about $123,000, give or take. I make about $122,000. I rejected the $1,000 increase last year, and I'll be rejecting this one, obviously. I've tried to live by whatever the law says I'm good for, I would go with, whether it's an increase or decrease. But clearly, during a pandemic, you have to take some extraordinary steps to say, you know what, it's just not right. Asking for more while so many people are struggling.
We were trying to take bets earlier. What percentage or how many aldermen do you think, like you, will opt out of this pay increase? Because you have to opt out, right?
You have to opt out. You have to willingly say you're going to reject what the budget office is offering. And I probably would say maybe about 18 of them will reject it.
More than I thought, actually. 18 will reject for similar reasons, do you think, as the ones you're giving?
I think many of them will understand that it's not a good look. I would hope all of them would understand, but I think many of them will act on that it's not a good look that during a pandemic you chose to give yourself a huge pay raise for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I hear you, Alderman Lopez, and I thank you for joining. How is the weather near you on the south side?
It's just starting to come down, raining on the southwest side here. The sky is still bright, and the rain's coming, so I'm waiting for Tom Skilling to tell me the tornado is about to land.
No, don't say
down
that.
Archer Avenue.
We hope not. He says it's weakening, so we're very happy about that news, but still stay safe and take the precautions. We know how this goes, this drill. Thanks, Alderman. Appreciate your time today.
And have a great day.